salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 21, and we left off in verse number 17, where the apostles have asked the Lord Jesus about those wonderful buildings of the temple, the Herod's remodel of Brother Ezra's rebuild of the temple, and how marvelous it is, how ornate that it is and everything. The Lord Jesus says there's coming a time where stone will not be left upon stone, and that all things there in that wonderful, wonderful place and amongst those wonderful, wonderful constructions and buildings, that it would not be there at all. Of course, these things came to pass in regards to those buildings in 70 AD when Titus came in, a Roman general and a commander, and came in there and destroyed Jerusalem. Jerusalem had been found continually guilty of insurrection and rebellion against Rome, and Titus was the general sent in to take and make it to where this insurrection would stop. The Lord Jesus says before the end of times, though, that there's going to be a lot of things that are going to happen. There's going to be wars and nations against nation, kingdoms against kingdoms. There's going to be earthquakes, and as we've seen more even in our day, an increasing of such. Famines and pestilence that are the result of catastrophe in the earth and wars and such as that. We talked about last time about how it mentions over in the book of the Revelation about the four horsemen there and the great pain and suffering that is brought by men upon the inhabitants of the earth. He talks here to the apostles about the suffering that they will do for the sake of the Lord. And we know that they all gave their lives for the sake of the Lord. And we ended up last time in verse number 17, where the Lord said, "And ye shall be hated of all for my name's sake." And so the secular world, that of Rome, indeed hated the way of the apostles. And the religious world of the day, the Jews, hated the way of the Lord Jesus that the apostles preached. And it was so. It was so. It's been so for all the children of God. Since that time of the Lord Jesus and before, that the way of Christ has been hated by the world, and the way of men and depravity and such as that has been loved by its own. The Lord Jesus here early on in this passage is mentioning about the return of the Son of Man. And so he's telling about things that are going to have to happen before that. He's not really come back to that return. Let's read on here and see what our Lord says. He says, verse 17 of Luke 21, "And ye shall be hated of all for my name's sake, and there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls." And so the Lord says that there will not be a head of our hair perish. The hairs of the heads of his children will not perish. He says here, in your patience, possess ye your souls. In the peace of the Lord, in the cheerful, hopeful endurance and constancy, looking unto the Lord, waiting unto the Lord for his avenging, for his working, and the things that he will bring to pass. He says, wait on me. He says, these things are going to come upon you. These things are going to come in the world. He says, you wait on me. You wait on me. You rest in me. He said, you will not perish. What is it that John 3:16 says? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever in that world believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The believers in Christ indeed will not perish, but will live in their Lord and will be kept by him. We do not save ourselves. We do not keep ourselves. It is our Lord and his power that has saved our souls and will keep us unto himself. Verse 20, and when ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Now, this is a passage that is twofold. When Jerusalem was encompassed by Titus, as we mentioned earlier, her destruction and desolation was coming on, and she was destroyed. But the thing is the Lord is not talking about that time, but he's talking about yet a time to come. Jerusalem has been built again, and the Jews have their own nation, and Jerusalem is their capital, and an impossibility of a nation and a people that had been so dispersed and so scattered that the Lord brought together some years ago and created and made a nation of them again. He says when Jerusalem is compassed about with armies, then you're going to know. There's been several times that this has been the case, yet Jerusalem lives on. But you know what? There's going to come one time that it's going to be this time, and we'll see what our Lord says about it. Then let them which are in Judea, verse 21, flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let not them that are in the countries therein enter thereinto. He says there's going to come a time when these armies surround Jerusalem, and he says those that are in the outskirts, they need to flee into the mountains. He said, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, go out of Jerusalem. And let them that are in the country, don't let them come into Jerusalem, because it's going to be a great oppressive time. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and unto them that give suck in those days, the women that are expecting, the women that have just given birth, have not weaned their children. For thou shalt be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. And so the Lord is telling about how this wrath from men and the wrath of God is going to be upon the nation of Israel. All the Lord working in Israel and chastising Israel to bring her back unto himself. Working this work there at Jerusalem to save them, to save a portion of them and bring them back unto the Lord. And he said, these are the days of vengeance. The Lord is going to pour out vengeance and judgment upon the nations of the world for having been an abuser. Oh, yes, used in his chastisement. And how a man would say, well, how can the Lord find fault if he used us to be a chastiser of his own nation? Listen, you're not dealing with another man here. You're not dealing with your friend down the street. You're not dealing with an earthly judge of this world. You're dealing with God Almighty, or rather, he's dealing with us. And he is judging and bringing his nation and judging the nations of our land. He says, a woe unto those young mothers, those mothers that have young that they're carrying or young that they're are giving nursing unto. It'll be a distressful time, and they shall fall, verse 24, by the edge of the sword. There'll be those killed by these armies and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Here, a switching back to 70 AD and more of that captivity that came upon Israel. Verse number 25, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, and the sea and the waves roaring. He said, all of the earth is being shaken and in a turmoil. Men's hearts, verse 26, failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. The Lord is at hand, and he's judging men, and he's judging the nations. Oh, this isn't the judgment of souls before God. This is a judgment of the way of man upon the earth, and the Lord's and the men's disobedience against God. Are you ready for the Lord to appear? Are you ready for such great judgment and shaking by God Almighty? Flee the wrath to come, O sinner, and repent of your sins and believe and trust and rest in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory, verse number 27. All Jerusalem has borne many things, and she yet will bore things of men. But there's coming that one time when the nations are gathered against her, when it seems that the nations will finally be able to destroy her, the Lord Jesus is going to appear, and he's going to rescue her. He's going to rescue his city. He's going to rescue his nation. He's going to rescue and save his people Israel. And they will see him come in a cloud with power and great glory. Revelation 19 tells us about our Lord Jesus coming in a cloud, coming with the hosts of heaven, with his saints riding upon a white horse, and they on horses too, the angels of God at hand, the hosts of the Lord, mighty and great. And he fights with these rebellious and wicked nations, these rebellious and wicked men against his nation. He fights with them with the sword of his mouth. He fights with them and destroys them. He comes with power indeed and great glory, and the brightness of his shining is a weapon unto itself. The glory of the Lord shines, and these are defeated. And when these things begin to come to pass, verse 28, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The full salvation of the Lord coming back to this earth and setting up his reign upon this earth for 1,000 years. Indeed, redemption and buying back and peace in every respect. Men, women, boys and girls, like the people of God, and even the wicked of that day, being able to live on this earth in peace because of our Lord. It'll be a wonderful day. Are you ready for it? Are you ready for the appearing of the Lord? Are you ready for the coming of the Son of Man? I tell you what, if you're not ready, you can only be ready by repenting of your sins and trusting and resting in our Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and believe the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only help and hope that you have. And salvation of the soul and forgiveness of sins and a rescue from being an enemy of God is only found in him. We point you to him. And we pray that our Lord will make his good word true and effectual to your heart. One day these things are going to come to pass. One day it'll be too late for sinners to turn unto the Lord. And I pray that you would see your great need and repent of your sins and turn to the Lord now. I see their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.